The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim, and I'm your host. I'm here with Mr. The most talented, Mr. Freaky Fitz.
Mr. Actual Mama. What's going on, Uncle Tim? I'm back like I never left. What's up?
Hey, we never leave. We always just right around the corner, right?
Right around the block.
Right, spin the block. So how you doing, man? How you been?
I mean, I'm doing good, feeling good, looking good. It's all good. What's up?
Man, well, we had to bring you in here. So we bumped heads by seeing you throwing a fashion show, man.
Yeah.
So tell me about that, man, because I'm like, you know, it was a lot of noise going on and y'all had it popping up in there. And I'm like, man, like, I was liking what I was seeing. You know, you had your organized, you know, people and your clothes and the situation was lined up, man. And I'm just like, man, we need to get this person in here and talk to him because not everybody can make clothes, man. Not everybody can do what we do.
For sure, for sure. Well, first, shout out to WKTV. Shout out to DJ Word and Ashley Pendekey. They brought me in because they're doing a spotlight on fashion. Mm. It's my line is called Broken Stitches. I'm Freaky Fitz. My models and my, you know what I'm saying, artists that I work with like to call me Joe Jackson because I'm just so stern on having everything a certain way.
Right.
But yeah, I met y'all and it was a dope, you know what I'm saying, that y'all reached out to me. And yeah, we here. You know what I'm saying, the hottest of the hottest fashion. Shout out to everybody else that's doing fashion, but Broken Stitches is something totally different.
Right. So you do have, what else do you do, man? I heard you do music, candles.
Absolutely. Well, I have a candle line called Perfect Fits Candles. I'm actually the first Black African American male in Grand Rapids to have his own candle line. I do music professionally. These last 5 years, I've been professional, working on a new project. I'm retiring soon, though.
Oh, man.
I'm retiring soon.
Man.
I need to, you know what I'm saying, tap into other projects I want to do. But I definitely love music. I will always perform. I will always perform and record. But it's cutting into my budget. Videos and recording, that's a lot. Costs. Right. And I'm a 9-to-5 type of dude. Right. So.
We're going to get your things popping a little bit better,
listen.
Right? Like, just get the clothes popping,
and
get the
candles. Still, I love money, but I'd be like, man.
A lot of it go to that studio.
Absolutely.
Time,
Absolutely,
right?
But when you dedicated to it, it don't, you know what I'm saying, really don't phase you. But it's still, I want to tap into other things. But I ain't going to never, like, leave music, like, forever, ever. But, yeah.
So what part of that music are you really into? Are you behind the scenes? Are you R&B?
Well, I'm the artist. And I, like, shout out to Rachi. Rachi make 90% of my beats. I'm in there with him. Like, I hear a certain sound. I want it done. You know what I'm saying? I might not be able to. I'm like in my mouth. He like, all right, yep, doing that. And shout out to Replay. That's where I go and record. And he produced, master, mix and master.
Mm.
So yeah, I definitely work with them. They're one of the dopest peoples in Grand Rapids.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
That's what's up, man. You know, hey, doing great work with great people, man. You know, that's how it all works together, man. You know, feeling free enough to collaborate with people and not be, you know, just setting your own way, man. So.
Yeah, and then they know my sound, so I don't have to, like, you know what I'm saying? We going out in the studio, they be like, oh, you should do that. Like, nah, I want to do this. I'm a tourist, so I'm always set in my ways. But at the same time, I know how I want to sound. I've been doing this, you know, professionally for the last 5 years, but technically I've been doing this since I was 5. I'm 32, April 26th.
Okay.
Shout out to the tourist gang. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tourist is running it soon.
Yeah, my son is tourist.
Also, you know, no, it's like dealing with.
Let me take that back.
See, everybody want to be a tourist, but he's a Leo.
He's a Leo. I'll take that back. I love you, son. But that's amazing, man. So first Black man with a candle line in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, yep. I did my research, and the first male first African American male to have a candle line in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So
how'd you come up with that? I don't mean to cut you off, but what made you think of a candle line?
Well, I love smells. So right. it started off with cologne. Now, cologne is very, very expensive. I love like colognes. Shout out to YSL and Dolce & Gabbana, Mercedes Black. I can go on and on.
That Dolce & Gabbana Blue.
Yeah, that's real good too.
That was one of my favorites.
Shout out to my homeboy James. I'm always stealing his cologne because he'd be having the latest. I'd be like, oh, let me use this, or I'd be going in this car like,
right.
But yeah, it started off with colognes, and then I'm like, you know what? A lot of people spend a lot of time in the bathrooms, and I wanted to create something, and I actually did my own bathroom decor. And I'm working on, y'all get a sneak peek, a link. I'm working on Freaky Fits bathroom line with the, you know, curtains, floors, all that. What? So to go with the candles, everybody spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it just, it's your alone time. You know what I'm saying? It's called you time. That's what it is.
Say that.
So that's how the candles came about. And when I whipped it up, and then I'm like, gave them out to my friends to try them out, and they love it. They loved it, and they love it. And yeah, that's how I got started. And I helped a lot of other people, you know what I'm saying, create candles. And it's actually a lot of Black African American people now that's doing candles. That's really, really good. Shout out to Wix, Alicia. Dope. Her stuff smells so good. And they look really, really good. Yeah. And it's enough, you know, money for everybody. So I would never hate on nobody else. I'm like, a lot of people think I'm bougie, but I'm like a rustic type of dude.
Yeah.
Where I see other people's stuff is very elegant and very like bougie, and it's okay because it looks good. You know what I'm saying? And I know I can vouch for one person's stuff that really smells good. I can't vouch for everybody else, but it looks good though.
Real talk, like the egg. But that's a great thing that you recognize. There's enough money to go around for everybody. You know, competition ain't how we win.
Absolutely not. And I feel like it would never be a competition for me, and that's with anything, because I don't do it for that. You know what I'm saying? I do it because I'm passionate about it. Exactly. And that's even with clothes. Shout out to a lot of people that's doing clothes. Shout out to Rain Gear, Malaysia. That's who taught me how to use a serger. And her clothes is very dope, but it's different than mine. So it's very like she like to call it ratchet and classy. But mine is, I would like to say, iconic. Iconic meaning like OMG. That's what you're going to get up out of my line. So,
you got to be different. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, we getting back to where people being more of their own individuality with fashion. You know, everybody was dressing like clones at one point in time.
Absolutely.
Now the fashion coming back around to that individuality, people going to be looking so much different than the next, you know what I'm saying, and standing out. And that's how I always wanted to be. You know, I feel like I've been a fly guy since I was born.
So. I felt that too. And I wouldn't say necessarily different. I would say you. You know what I'm saying? You only get one you.
Right.
And for the twins, y'all get two of y'all. But it's you only get one you, and be you. If you, people going to rock with it or they ain't. So that's how I look at it. Like, I don't try to dress like nobody. I don't try to look like nobody. I really don't get inspired to, you know what I'm saying, do something like somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, it's only one you. So, you know what I'm saying? They either going to mess with it or they ain't. And then the thing about it is, that's what make individuality.
Right.
So
embrace your individuality.
Absolutely.
You know, wholeheartedly, man, you know, and go boldly in it. You know what I'm saying? Be you and all of you. That's what I learned, man.
And only, right? Because that plays a big part in self-esteem as well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people bring up like certain celebrity they want to look like or dress like, which is fine. It ain't nothing wrong with that. But then you have to still understand that you get 24 hours in a day. You want to watch TV to look like somebody you see on Instagram, which you will never meet, or maybe you will meet, but they might not be who you think they are. You know what I'm saying?
Never is.
Versus being you, living in your skin and understanding this is me and I'm me, and not giving a care of what somebody else think or that I'm rocking or what I'm doing. So,
because eventually it'll come around.
Absolutely. Right, look, now what they say, now or later. For right. real.
I mean, you keep moving in that direction.
And consistency with it. You know what I'm saying? Just being consistently you, and being yourself can be hard. But guess what? it feels good. It feels good, and you ain't got to worry about nobody saying, oh, you looking like this person, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, or sounding like this person, whatever. Right. You, so.
Individuality is it.
It's absolutely.
Let me ask you something. So what are your experiences that led you to this point, you know?
Well, like far as musically?
All of it, man. Because like I said, you got a couple different things going on. So what led you up to the point where it's like, you know what, you know, I know they all started in their own time frames, right? They already been there. But for you to be moving in these directions and moving these pieces on your chessboard, you know, like, man, I'm at this point in my life. What made you just to, like, you know, I'm going to invest myself in all of this right here and leave this other things to the side?
Okay, well, first, I'm going to start with clothes. Clothes, I've been doing clothes, like, all my life. I always, like, hand sewed. Mm-hmm. So I would just do it. I was just doing stuff that for me, and then for a few of my friends, and I'm like, they'd be like, oh, let me get this, or who made that. But like my big break started with Diamond from Crime Mob. Okay. She gave me like the biggest inspiration. I ran into her in Atlanta club. Shout out to Cardi Visions, cause he made it all happen. He actually paid for me to perform that night, and I was like, what? And then we found out that Crime Mob, she was in the building, and along with a few other celebrities, and he pointed her out, and I turned around, and he was like, you gonna talk to her? I'm like, no, I'm scared. But I ended up going to go talk to her, and then I told her, like, I'm supposed to send you some stuff. And she was like, what happened? And I'm like, check your DM. And then it just went from there. She called me, and, you know what I'm saying, we stayed in contact. And what's so crazy was what I learned from her in DMX is 90% business, 10% entertainment. Yeah. So the first day she rocked my outfit was the day DMX died.
Oh, wow.
So it was like full circle for me. And I, you know what I'm saying, meeting DMX years prior, it was just like, wow, that's full circle. And for her to rock my outfit on that date, because she didn't know either. Mm-hmm. And then, just went from there. Her views went up. You know what I'm saying? She got great feedback. And she hit me up to do more outfits. One turned into three turned into five turned into over 12. She done rocked my outfits at least over 10 times. It's on the cover of two of her single covers. She dropping a video very soon with one of the outfits. So, and now we got business together, and it's a friendship too as well. Cause anybody that know me knew that I was a Crime Mob fan first, right. and on top of I had the biggest crush on her. And it's so funny, every time I introduce my friends, they be like, he got the biggest crush on you. And yeah, but it's
Nuck If You Buck. What was that?
Yeah, Nuck If You Buck and Rock Your Hips. But yeah. So now it's like she doing her, you know, solo stuff, and they still do. I work with the whole squad, and they got a reunion and the Crime Mob 3 album coming out this soon. Well, I said this soon, this year, but it is soon. So working with them, and just shout out to Young Jock too. Young Jock, I've been working with him. And gave him some pieces, so, and got some great feedback. But yeah, Diamond was a big inspiration on Broken Stitches. Okay. So from there, I had a big commercial where the whole city, like the city of Grand Rapids, came out and showed me so much love. I think it was like about 30 people that was rocking it. And they just made the commercial so dope, and I'll forever be thankful for them. Mm-hmm. And then from them, I got an opportunity for the 420 event this year. No, it was last year, my bad, to do a fashion show, and that turned out really dope. And yeah, the sky is the limit. And you know what I'm saying? When you have faith in yourself and belief and positivity, anything is possible.
Anything.
So yeah, thankful to all my models. If you ever model for me, shout out to y'all, my Broken Stitches
right,
models.
Give them their flowers, right? Give them
shout
props,
out to
right?
Yeah, they all y'all get y'all flowers. Shout out to y'all and the people that really support me and that supported me. Shout out to y'all. So
congratulations on that, man. That Thank was a you. Little gem right there. I never knew about DMX and Diamond.
Yeah, shout out to them. Like, and rest in peace, DMX. One of the greatest. Definitely one of the greatest.
It's like, they always go too soon, man. You know? Yeah. I think he could add a lot to what's going on now in the day, you know what I'm saying? And just experience, because that man knew how to hold the crowd, man. You know,
definitely.
So people's attention.
And you know what's crazy about DMX? What's so dope that people don't, that might not know him? He prayed.
Awesome.
He prayed at his concerts too. Like, I felt like I was in church for a minute, but then I felt his spirit, and that's why, like, I would be so thankful for his words that I did have with him, and just be so grateful, you know what I'm saying? Grateful, and it's just how you treat people and give people their flowers while they're here.
Right.
Because I felt like if he was, you know what I'm saying, got the respect that he get now, it could have been something totally different.
Might have changed everything.
Absolutely. And love is all, you know what I'm saying? What's love? Look, if I don't like you, it's because something you did. You know what I'm saying? It you don't have to hate nobody.
No.
It takes like 2 seconds to smile. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's always good. Like, show positivity. And even like somebody that don't like you, still show a hater love. Because I love my haters. How y'all doing? Because if y'all not talking about me, then, you know what I'm saying? Good press, bad press, it's all the same.
Right.
But if you ain't got no press, then...
And sometimes the haters just misjudge love.
Absolutely.
You know, because once they get to know you, they love you. They just don't, they say they hate you from a distance. But once they get in your presence and realize who you really are, I've went through that so many times in
absolutely.
Life, man, that people, I just misjudged you. I just didn't know who you was at that time, man. But you're a real good person.
Yeah, people.
So we get
you,
that.
You always get that. Oh, I heard. But then when you get around the person, it's like, oh, this totally, that's a lie, or this totally different. But I mean, for me, what I don't dwell on is what somebody say they heard. Have you seen it? Was it in action?
Yeah,
where's the photos? Where's the memory? Where's the, you know what I'm saying? The audio, all that. So people always get caught up in, what they heard, what you seen, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I don't let people bother me, and just, you know what I'm saying, having headstrong and just being smart. You can't let people, you know, especially like now, I feel like a lot of people this new day and age is so sensitive.
Man,
it's sad, you know what I'm saying? It's sad, but I respect people's feelings, but I was grew up on, all my friends and family, they call me Joe Jackson. So, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's a strong name. Joe Jackson was the guy, man. He was
They call me Joe Jackson because I run everything with it, you know what I'm saying?
A tight ship,
because I feel like if you know what you want, you can't settle for less.
And you can't be weak and giving direction, you know?
But if you weak, they'll be going all over the place. Man. Like, nah, it's only one captain.
Right.
Now, if I'm working with you or for you, then I take the seat back. So it's not I'm always in control, but it's when it's my business, it's going this way. Because I will take advice, but if I know what I want, I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
There's a difference. So let me ask you something real quick, Chris Jupp. How many different fragrances do you have with your candles?
Okay, well, I started off with 5.
Okay.
But now I got 4. I got Ask Your Mama. I got She Likes. I got Legs to the Moon. And I got Mr. Perfect. Rest in peace to Freak Squad, because I ain't got that no more. It was one of the ones that it was like a forest smell. It wasn't bad. A lot of people liked it, but then it was like my least sellable. And I just wanted to cut down. And what I did was, I know it's 7 days a week, but it's 5 days a work day. So that's what made me do 5. But I might bring it back like seasonal type of thing.
Right.
But yeah, they're my 4 babies down there.
That's smart marketing. Break it down to 5, because it's 5 work days, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
And it's the smell that fits you. So it's a smell that if you don't like one, you're going to like the other. It's, you know what I'm saying? For everybody, that's how I look at it.
Sure.
And the reviews I've been getting back has been phenomenal. So, yeah.
That's what's up, man. So you got a lot going on, man. You know what I'm saying? You make me. I need to get back on another hustle, man. You know, just keep it moving. I'm trying to work on multiple streams of income. It seems like going that direction also.
Look, we got 24 hours in a day.
Man, you better use all of them.
Absolutely.
Man.
So I had a question for you. What made you do this? What made you start this?
Oh, man. I seen a lot of my friends, family, and just people in general, you know. I seemed like they was giving up, you know, and being down, you know what I'm saying? Like he was over, you know, it's like, okay, I don't think it's that time in life right now, because we're in a great time right now, man.
Absolutely.
You know, right now, there's so many entrepreneurs, there's so many opportunities out here, man, to just be great, you know, and it's a time to find yourself and be even greater, no matter what you've been through, you know. Don't let fear, illiteracy, poverty, superstition, I don't let none of that hold me back. And at a point in my life, I used to, you know, we was born like that.
Right.
You know, we was raised in that type of household where those things kind of boxed us in.
Right.
And once you kind of learn yourself, and I found myself, man, I just started roaring like a lion, man. And it was like, let me share this, man. Let me share more of this, my light. And the way I can finally get to people is through here. You know?
That's dope. That's definitely through dope. Here. Good. It's definitely good energy. I got another question for you. What's four things you'll tell your younger self?
Oh, man, that's my son. My younger self, looking at every day. I was looking at last night, like, man, when I was 19. Be patient. Don't rush yourself. Be true to yourself. And live without fear, man. You know, don't doubt. You know, just live strongly and live through what you want, you know, not from other people's expectations, and not chasing things.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank
bless
you.
Bless you. You might have to cut you. That out.
Right, right.
No, but those, I like those questions, man. And, that's what I would tell my younger self, man, you know, because I was misled and I led myself off the wrong path. And man, I'm back blazing, you know what I'm saying? I got so much vigor in me, man, to be more and do more.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up.
So let me ask you a question.
All right. What's,
what keeps you growing, grossing profits, and just giving back in life, man?
I would say my family and my friends. They shout out to my best friend, Ashley Pascal. We've been friends since we were about 11, 12. Just realness, not no yes woman or no yes man around me. Shout out to my mom, and my auntie, like just family that's grounded and that's gonna like, look, money can go. Yep. Money can come and go. You still gonna be Gerald, you still gonna be my son, my nephew, my brother, you know what I'm saying? So just having a stable family that really believe in you, mm-hmm. and that wanna see you win and that wanna see you achieve your goals, that means so much to me. Support is just so much. It's, you know what I'm saying, you can't really ask for it. It's just like something that you should do out the kindness of your heart. That's why I always, you know what I'm saying, do that as much as I can. And yeah, sure. I would say my family and friends, though, definitely, and people around me, because I see, like, I'm a person where I see somebody like down, I always want to help them, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I was put on this earth to help, as much as I don't like to, but I feel like,
don't say that. We love to help, but we givers, man.
I'm gonna say this. I do like to, but certain people, you get, you know what I'm saying?
To a certain extent,
like I love, you know what I'm saying, helping people, but it comes a time where you help the wrong people or help people too much that don't want to help themselves.
Yeah.
But
I understand.
I love helping people, though.
Right.
I love it, but then it'd be like wrong time. Yeah. Not today. Ask your mama.
Yesterday prices is not today's price.
Man, tell them again. All
right. So I do understand that. And that's good, man. You know, I like the way you put that, because people will play on that. You know, they will ask for help, but don't want to help themselves.
Take it as a weakness.
Oh, man, ain't that the worst?
Yeah, and I'm fired from weak, so I'd be like,
make you want to choke somebody. But
absolutely.
We move in positivity, man, and we keep shining our light. And I see you got plenty of light to give and shine, man. So,
thank you.
You know, a lot of young people watching you, you know, people will never show that they really like what you do,
mm-hmm.
or they're inspired by you. It's always after the fact.
Oh, absolutely. I learned that like a few months ago. I seen, like, shout out to these big stores. You know what I'm saying? I got my In My Pockets pants, and I never seen nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see mine is being expired. You know what I'm saying? And which is crazy, but I'm like, hey, do you.
Right.
men lie, women lie, but them dates don't lie.
None of us lie, right?
You know what I'm saying? I photo everything, post everything that's dated. So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's fine. Y'all doing it. Hey, where it started at. So it's like, I would never, you know what I'm saying, hate on nobody, but sometimes you have to give people their flowers if they inspired you or where they inspired you. Because I'm always give people that inspired me, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's one of those gifts that I keep giving, so.
Just keep giving it.
Absolutely.
All right, because people going to keep accepting. Hey, when they steal it,
look,
you're doing it right.
Look, if you're going to steal it, you better do it right. Exactly. You feel me? You better do it better than the original.
Right.
And I see a lot of that ain't happening. But it is what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
for sure.
Whatever you got to do to make your money, get it.
They're knocking them, right? Because, hey, sometimes they got to steal it if they can't do it. Right, so hey, keep leading, keep being that light, man. Keep being innovative, man. I'm candles, music, clothes. You know what I'm saying? You gonna do durags next, man?
So look, so this turban, I definitely got a turban line coming very, very soon. I've been working on it for years. Everybody always asks me about it. I've been rocking turbans for about almost probably like the last decade.
Yeah,
but yeah, definitely turbans is definitely on the chops. Self-made.
Might give me one.
Hey, look. Make me look fly, though. Make me look fly. You know what I'm saying? You feel fly, and it's just another accessory to add.
Majestic. You know, you look, hey, kingly. All of that, man. Yeah, for real. They got their place, man. You know, fashion is fashion, man. And sometimes we got to rock it different than any others, man. We got to be the trendsetters.
And it's something that's going to always be around. So you got to, like, hey, do you. That's what I say. Just do you.
Do you, right? So let me ask you something. One more question. Well, more than one more question. So far as your upbringing, who were the major players, man, that had you thinking outside the box with so much confidence to just say, you know what, man, I'm just going to do me regardless of what I hear? Because I know you got so many, you know, That ain't that, bro.
Right. Well, I would say my parents, shout out to my mom and my dad. My mom been at her job for 31 years. And I'm talking like this woman don't take no breaks. She don't care what it is.
Right.
My dad would have been at his job maybe like 27 years. He just recently retired. Mm. But yeah, shout out to them because they not together. But they both install hard work, and hard work pays off. My mama not struggling. This lady is living her best life. That's her favorite line. And it just shows me that you put in hard work, anything is possible. And you got to, you know what I'm saying, work hard and then play later. So that was a big install for me to do whatever I wanted to do. Yeah. And I was in the upbringing, even though, like, my dad wasn't always around, but I still learned a lot of stuff from him, you know what I'm saying, when he was around, and I knew that he always worked. So, yeah.
That's a great work ethic, you know, for them to get up every morning, man. And I know I don't like going to no job, man.
Absolutely. And then to listen to somebody for 30-some years, and then, you know what I'm saying, to be the longest person to work at your job. Yeah. And so that's amazing in itself. I feel like only way I'm gonna retire is from working for myself. I don't want to work for nobody.
I look at jobs as a stepping stone. I don't see myself 26 to 31 years nowhere, but we all have to do what we have to do.
Absolutely.
To get where we need to be and provide for our families. So let's just say that.
Absolutely.
They have their place in life. But if you have ambition and you see yourself going further in life, don't be afraid to use that as a stepping stone and learn what you need to learn to move forward accordingly.
Yes, because,
you know,
it takes money to make money, so you definitely got to put that right foot in front of the left and keep it moving. Hey, if it's flipping burgers, you got to do what you got to do.
Whatever it is, do it the best. Let me get three quotes, man. Give me three good quotes from you, man.
Three quotes. Ask your mama.
For sure.
No, three quotes is, live your life. Live your life. Be you. And have self-love. Like, I'm all for self-love. I know they like playing, you know what I'm saying, quotes, but that's what I live by. Being you, having self-love, and ask your mama,
right?
For real. Like, and if she ain't alive, just ask somebody's mama.
No, wait. Just because they ain't alive, they still can speak to you. Absolutely, man. You know, we get absolutely. Them signals. We get messages from our loved ones that's not here all the time, man.
Absolutely, for so, real.
Hey, ask your mama. If she ain't here, still ask her. You got to ask God.
And another one, too, is have faith. Because if you ain't got it, I can't say keep faith. Mm-mm. But have faith. And only the strong survive.
Right.
And that for me, that's meaning, like, you putting in work, you know what I'm saying? Put in work for whatever you want to do, B, C, hear, touch, whatever. Put in the work.
Right.
Put that work in, and that's self-explanatory, you know what I'm saying? So
you got to get them shots up, man. You know what absolutely. They say? You weren't with me shooting in the gym, right?
Yeah, but you can't say, I can't say that because that makes sense, but then it's you meet a lot of new people, you know what I'm saying? I might meet somebody tomorrow, and I feel like I've known them for 32 years. Mm-hmm. So it's genuinely, everything, just be genuine and not being afraid to be you.
Yeah.
That's it, like, you know what I'm saying? If you do everything genuine and still know what you want, you can't lose.
You can't lose at all, you know what I'm saying? And not in no way, shape, or form, man, once you really dedicated to your craft, you know, and putting out that work and putting in the work. You know, a lot of people want things so easily nowadays. I was a young buck. I wanted it so easily, you know.
Take the time to learn.
It takes time to make money.
Learning is, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't learning something, at least one thing, that's a problem. A day?
Yeah.
Take the time to learn something.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Do research on whatever you want to do. Research it. Because just because it look good, it might not be good. Everything glitter ain't gold. You know what I'm saying? So you really have to do research and study. Yeah. Be a student in that school, for
right,
real.
Right. Okay. I like that. So I just hope the people and the listeners are listening, you know what I'm saying, and taking this in, especially if you're young, mature, you know what I'm saying, and looking for direction in the way, man. The best thing I could say is fine-tune who you are. Fine-tune, you know, your inner spirit and your inner person, man, and work with that first. And everything going to come at its time. Don't chase it, you know what I'm saying? You can chase it, but you got to know the direction that you're chasing. Don't chase everything, you know. Just chase what you desire and what you see on your heart to move forward to, you know what I'm saying? And God going to give you the vision. You know what I'm saying? We born with them strengths. We born with faith. And absolutely. Just keep pushing and getting on your bicycle, man, and get there. You know what I'm saying? Use your vehicle and get there, man. That's all I can tell you.
And stay ready. Stay ready because you never know what opportunity might strike. You know what I'm saying? And it's like stay ready and just stay you. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes you unique is yourself. And have self-love. And if you don't love yourself, tell the next person, you know what I'm saying, that you love them and find love in yourself. Look in the mirror, find 10 things you like about yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's everybody, you know what I'm saying, you got to wake up and brush your teeth every morning. Man. So, you know what I'm saying, tell yourself you love yourself. I don't care what you've been through, how your life messed up, love yourself. Forgive, never forget, but if you eligible to get another 24 hours,
yeah,
love yourself and forgive the person that hurt you, harmed you, whatever it was.
You gotta let it go.
Let it go like Keisha Cole.
Gotta let it go.
For real, though.
Holding on to it don't help. I'm glad you said that, man, because self-love is really being left in the background, man. People love everything but themselves.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And forgiveness, because people, like, that's like, if somebody hurt me and I'm like, I ain't forgiving them, but I hurt somebody and they forgave me, that's not right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to forgive people if you want forgiveness.
I don't think you can move forward without forgiving.
Yeah, but this, you know what I'm saying, these people nowadays, they feel like,
oh man,
you know what I'm saying? It's just sad. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's sad, but we teaching new, and that's what this here for.
We,
so
we
this knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got. That's what this is here. And you know what I'm saying? The knowledge is power. So, you know what I'm saying? And unity is power as well, along with love. So, you can't lose.
You can't lose, you know. We ain't born to lose. So, I say, man, keep moving in that direction, man. Like, I'm really inspired by a lot you said today and a lot of things that you have going on. you know, just for the simple fact that, you know, you had two parents that showed you that work ethic. And, you know, to be a young black man in these times, man, you know, we could be doing so much else.
Absolutely.
You know, we can be out here misled. And we all are at one point in time because we have to find ourselves. So our journey is where life takes us. So just because you didn't do right coming up, don't mean you can't do right tomorrow. You know, you just got to find yourself in your best situation. And when you're tired, you'll move forward in the right direction, in the right spirit. You know what I'm saying? You'll find your wind and you'll fly like a kite. You know what I'm saying? So one more thing, man. Let me hit you with this one, man.
What's up?
Financially, how do you keep your money profits and keep your money turning in different directions? You ain't got to give all your game.
Okay, so.
You ain't got to give all your game, but I know that finances, financial literacy, you know, we need to spread that.
So I'm going to give a little quick. I would say if you get paid, split your check. Even if I'm just going to say y'all how to do bills, you get 4 checks a month, right?
Give them the game.
2 checks out that month, you put up. The other 2, you save. You just split half of it. You split half of it. If you got rent, if your rent about $1,200 and you got, you know what I'm saying, you get paid $700 every 2 weeks, or I mean every week, my bad, that's $1,400. Put that up, you know what I'm saying? And once that month come, you already have, you know what I'm saying, more than enough money. So save your money when it comes to your rent and your bills and finding a financial balance for you. But what's for me is I like to have all my checks split up to where, like, okay, when is rent due? I didn't already save it out of 2 checks to bam. So what's left is studio, candles, clothes for material. Mm-hmm. And that's just work. And have some, you know, emergency savings. You know what I'm saying? So it's really break, have it put up in brackets to where it's your bills, your savings, your emergency. Mm-hmm. And then give yourself $100 spending free on a week. Now, if you spend more than that, just save it all that month. That's $400. And it's don't buy something that you want. Try to get something that you need. And that just, you know what I'm saying, put you on the path of having that structure of you might feel like you broke, but guess what? I'd rather feel like I'm broke and have a couple stacks in the bank to know, like, dang, I did say this, and I was thinking I was broke.
Right.
But it's training your mind to want more money in the right way and to save. Saving is, I tell all my friends, look, they know me as a saver. They'll be like, you don't. Nope. No, we're going to do this, do that. Because it's ways you can do stuff that's free and or just inexpensive.
Right.
And you don't have to buy the latest shoes or whatnot or the highest, you know what I'm saying, to fit in.
That don't make you fly.
That don't. Make you fly is being you. And that's how you stand out.
That's how you stand out.
That's how you stand out and stand up.
It ain't being the clothes.
You. It ain't the clothes.
It's the person.
And that's that for real. That's facts.
Right.
I make clothes, but it's not the clothes that made me look good. It's the personality. It's the energy. You know what I'm saying? That's just the accessory. So
say it, you know,
definitely. So that's my little scoop on how I save.
Hey, very well said, man. You know, I couldn't have said it no better, man. You broke the game down for him. So take note.
Absolutely.
You know, and, it may work for you. It may not. You know what I'm saying? But take what you can and use what you like.
And if y'all look. I'm looking. Look, if y'all ever want to model, be in videos. Well, I'm retiring soon, but y'all ever want to model, you know what I'm saying, or work with me, hit me up. Yeah, I'm always like to work with new people and give people an opportunity. So just look. But look, when y'all working for me and with me, Joe Jackson will be in there. And recipes to Joe Jackson. But Joe Jackson Jr. would definitely be in there. So be ready to work and bring an A game.
Bring your A game, man, and be ready to take orders and take notes, you know. Don't just go in there looking to just be a helping hand. Be in there looking for how you could learn something to help yourself at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, and take and be able to take something to learn for your own. You might want to do clothes or you might want to put on fashion shows or whatever.
Yeah, I
mean, or do music, so.
Because they come and they may just find inspiration. You know, sometimes it's always about just being a worker for somebody. Inspire.
We all had to work. We all had to be a student, so.
Right.
Hey, yeah, you got to learn somewhere.
Sometimes. So let me say this. So what was your interaction with DMX before we get out of here?
So I met DMX a couple of times. My last time was when he was actually in Grand Rapids for his concert. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. I never told nobody this. I cried when I met him the second time because it was like not like boohoo cry, but it was a tear shed because like he knew me from the first time that that we met, and it was just so dope. Like the energy was just so dope, and he was just like keep doing what you're doing. Right, right. You know what I'm saying? He had his little voice, but it was funny, but I'm like, I was just really inspired to, you know what I'm saying, to keep going on, doing what I wanted to do in life. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Rest in peace. That's rest in right peace.
There, man. Like, to meet a legend like that, man, to get some real advice, get some real game. And did he pray?
He did. And after he definitely prayed, and it's something like and I remember, like, the most thing that stuck out was, like, he was, like, remember in this finicky game, 90% business and 10% entertainment. And the people that don't understand that, having your paperwork together, you thinking, you know what I'm saying, making a hot song? Yeah, but you still got to have your rights, have your LLCs. Like, it's hard. You can't just put out a song and think it's going to, you know what I'm saying, make sure that's, you have the ownership to the beats.
Yeah.
To make sure you wrote all your, you know what I'm saying, your...
Cover your bases.
Yeah, cover everything and cross your T's and dot your I's. So that's so crazy. I definitely learned that from DMX and Diamond. They both told me that. So that's something that I would take until I'm gone. So, yeah.
That's pretty dope right there, man. You're an interesting fella.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? You got a lot going on, man. Check out them candles, man. Check out them clothes and the music, man. And let's get some more support around for our local people, man, local artists,
thank
man.
You
know what I'm saying? We got so many people around town doing it, man, and we're trying to uplift ourselves and our families and communities. Man, I just want to see more unity out of it, you know what I'm saying? One day we can all collaborate on something, man, and bring more peace to the neighborhoods, man, you know, more business-minded people to the neighborhood. You know, we ain't all out here trying to rob, steal, and kill.
Absolutely.
You know, and finesse everything.
For real.
You know, we trying to finesse people into a better life and better situations, man. So salute to that, Freaky Fitz.
For sure.
And anything you want to say to the people before we go? What social media sites you on?
Instagram. Freaky Fits, number one. Broken Stitches Jackets, Perfect Fits Candles, YouTube, Freaky Fits, FreakyFitz, Freaky Fits everywhere. If you ain't know, ask your mama.
Where you come up with that at?
So how I came up with that, it was so funny. My homeboy, well, an old friend of mine was like, man, bro, you ain't gonna have no chicks come over here. It was a different word. And I said, hey, I'm gonna have your mama come over here. He said, what? I said, ask your mama. H-O. But he was like, wait, what? And it's just been years since I've been saying that. Right. And just went along with it. Got that's it patented and all that. So that's patent. Mine. Yeah, that's ask your mama. It's me.
That's mine, right? Like, patent that.
Absolutely, you have to, you know what I'm saying, have like just business. You'll be surprised at what people got business of. Like, man, hot sauce, everything. Like, you just, hey, fingernail polish. Like, people just, it's amazing. And I'm so happy, like, and grateful for this new nowadays, because back then we didn't have the knowledge. Mm-mm. The research.
Mm-mm.
We all I knew was growing up, we had to go to college to do stuff like this, you know what I'm saying? And you doing it, not saying you don't have a college degree for it, but you doing it and didn't have all to right. take those, you know what I'm saying?
No courses at no college, no, I ain't had to pay back no tuition.
Yeah,
you
so.
You know, and you yourself, you know, sometimes people had to go to college, man, just to get into fashion, you know, and to get into music, man, you then have to sometimes just go over and beyond.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And candles, you know, it's like that say.
That's science.
it's just so many avenues, man, and we living in a great time in life, man. And I say, man, get on your horse, man, and find where you got to go. And, only you know.
And actually help the next person on their horse, too, as well.
Yeah, that come with it, you know, because you're going to run into some people that need the help. But absolutely. Know who is there to be helped. And who there to hold you back.
Absolutely. Some and you got to separate it. You definitely got to separate it. Because I know I'll be like, they ain't right.
And then that ain't mean you ain't a good person.
Right.
But people will hold you up, not intentionally, but they just don't want to go as far as you want to go. You know, right. They can't see your distance. They can't see your passion. they can't see your vision. So
right.
Just to say that, to say this, find your light, man, and shine it, man. And it was a pleasure having you today, man.
I hope people can
find you and find some inspiration through you. And, man, go on their way, man, boldly, because I see you on yours, you know what
man,
I'm saying?
I'm trying.
Hey, we never really retire. I just want to say that before we get out of here. We never really retire, man. We always just keep going. We might put something to the side and start something fresh, but we never retire, man, because ain't no such thing. We keep it moving. We keep the bag going. We always just find new inspiration. And with that being said, man, you want to say one more thing?
Ask your mama.
And without that, we out of here.
Nah.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.